Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. And the Bible says, "And pray in the Holy Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers." And of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In fact, it says, pray without ceasing, in other words. A beautiful writer, Lewis Lehman, wrote, "No one is poor who can by prayer open the storehouse of God." My dear brothers and sisters, through the ages, devout believers in Christ have recognized the necessity of maintaining an intimate relationship with God through His ordained channel of prayer. It has often been said that prayer is as basic to spiritual life as breathing is to our natural lives. It is not merely an occasional impulse to which we respond, but when we are in trouble, prayer is a way of life. Nevertheless, we need to set aside a special time for prayer. We need that daily sweet hour of prayer. I love that hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer." You know, we grew up singing that particular hymn from my grandfather's time, my father's time, and even my sons now sing that beautiful hymn. We sit together and sing hymns, and we love hymns. So this "Sweet Hour of Prayer" was written in 1842 by William Walford. He was an obscure and blind lay preacher who was the owner of a small trinket shop in the little village of Coleshill, England. The first two stanzas of the "Sweet Hour of Prayer" remind us of the blessings of prayer relief for our troubled lives and the assurance of a God who is concerned about our every need. The final stanza anticipates the day when we will no longer need to pray, for we'll be at home in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ. There is also an interesting reference in this verse to a Mount Pisgah, the place where God instructed Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 27, to go and merely view the promised land, since because of disobedience, he would never be permitted to enter in. My dear brothers and sisters, this year, earnestly purpose to spend additional time throughout, every day, every moment, whenever you get an opportunity, pray. Apostle Paul encourages the church, pray without ceasing, he says. Constantly pray. I remind you that Peter and Paul and Silas, they were, you know, praying and praising in the jail. And all of a sudden, there was a miracle. There'll always be an all of a sudden interventions of God in your life. And God will break those doors and destroy those bondages and addictions and bring forth your loved ones who have been lost and the prodigals to return. And God will do mighty miracles for you and for me if we give our lives in prayer and be in sweet communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So pray much, pray all the time, seek God, and I promise you that your life will never be the same. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are grateful to you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. Abba Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies that encompass us every day of our lives. Today we are in the land of the living because of your grace, because of your mercy that you have allowed us to be on this earth to represent you, to Father, to live for you, to Master God save souls, to pray, to have a close communion with you. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that we'll have an intimate relationship with you. Lord, that every day we'll have that sweet hour of prayer in our lives, O Father God, both individually and corporately with our families, in the name of Jesus. I pray, give us the grace. Lord, we'll rebuild those broken altars, oh Father, in our homes, and pray together as families for the glory of your name, O Master. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. Abba Father, I thank you. I lift up the flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who grapple with sickness. Lord, I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. I cast it out in Jesus' name. And I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. Right now, right here, they will be healed and made whole by the power of God's Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, for your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that. We give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.